Today marks the beginning of Lent. And Lent is an incredibly important season in the life of a church, but not just the life of a church, in our own personal lives. And Lent is something that has a rich, deep tradition in the Christian faith. If you look in the Bible, you won't find the word Lent in there. It's not mentioned because when the Bible was written, it didn't actually exist in that form. Lent is something that came about in the life of the church as people started remembering, as people started focusing on God, focusing on Jesus, repenting of their sins, and started reflecting on their life in Christ. And originally, this word Lent, what it meant was actually something very simple. The word Lent actually stood for spring. It was a season that came about. But as time went on, and you would have this Lenten season in the spring, it started taking on the word for Lent that was in the Latin language that meant 40. And the reason that that was taken on is because Lent became 40 days. This idea of 40 days of focusing on God, of repenting of your sins, of looking inwardly, of self-reflection, of fasting, and of prayer. And it came about that way, not because it just they said, oh, 40 sounds like a good number, let's make it that way. It was doing something that Jesus had already done. See, when Jesus was getting ready to go and start his ministry in this world, before he started it, he removed himself. And he went out into the wilderness, and he prayed, and he fasted, and he had self-reflection, and he prepared himself for what was to come. And this idea of Lent, the season of Lent, is where we do the same thing. Where we take Jesus' example and we put it into our own lives. And this is really the purpose of Lent. It's to remember and see what Jesus did as he prepared his life and to do the same for ourselves, to start reflecting, remembering, and doing these things. And Lent, today is the beginning of that season. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the Lenten season. It marks the beginning of the 46 days that come between Ash Wednesday and Easter. These 46 days. And the reason we say Lent is 40 days is because we take from Ash Wednesday to the day before Easter, because it includes that whole time without Sundays. Because Sundays are a day that we worship God, that we don't fast, that we're not removing ourselves from him, but going even deeper and not removing stuff from our lives, but just focus completely on him. And so this idea of 40 days of reflection, 40 days of fasting, 40 days of focusing on God. And some you'll hear that I've already mentioned is this idea of fasting. People talk a lot about fasting in the Lenten season. And it's an important thing that we do in our lives. And many of us don't do it because it's something that's more of a tradition in the older church and we may not have grown up that way or we don't do it, but it is an important thing we should do in our lives. And this idea of fasting in Lent is very important. So a lot of people I'll see at this time of the year, they'll be like, hey, I'm getting ready to fast for Lent and I'm going to fast and not be on Facebook for 40 days. Or I'm going to, you know, cut out all sugar from my diet. Or I'm going to not have any more alcohol, or I'm not going to watch as much TV. These are great things. But the idea of fasting is not to fast for fast's sake. The idea of fasting is to sit there and go, I'm taking something important in my life that I'm spending time on. Something that I'm focused on. Something that is taking away my focus in this world. And I'm going to remove that so I can focus more on my relationship with God. This idea of fasting is to remove something so it can be replaced with our Savior. So it can be replaced with a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is really why fasting is so important. Why this idea of Lent is so important. That we remove things from our lives so we can focus more on our Savior. So we remove things from our lives so we go deeper in prayer with him and our relationship with God that we communicate with. remove something from our lives so we can prepare ourselves. And traditionally in Lent, it's part of that season was preparing yourself for baptism. And that's something we do here at Grace also. As we are going into the Lent season, we come up to Palm Sunday. We have this time of baptism to announce to the world that I belong to God, I belong to Jesus, and I want everyone to know it. It's this idea of also being prepared to celebrate the victory Jesus had in our lives and has every day. This preparation for what he's already done for us, what he continues to do for us, how he helps us grow and mature in him, but also that victory he had over death when he gave us forgiveness on the cross and then rose from the dead. And so the season of Lent's incredibly important. And it's the season we are in right now. It starts today on Ash Wednesday. And that's why this service today is a service of reflection. A lot of times we get up here, we like to celebrate. We like to talk about the love of Jesus. You'll see me and I get up and I jump around. I'm excited for it. But that's not what today's about. Today's about reflecting, looking inwardly, asking God, work in my life. But it's also a time of repentance. It's not a time of turning from sin, of saying, God, as I get closer to you, I've got these things in my life that I'm focused on that are going before you. That sometimes you're an afterthought. I don't want that, God. You should be the most important thing to me. The creator of the universe. The savior of my soul. It's to turn from those things. To turn from our offenses to God. Focus on the deeper relationship with him. And Ash Wednesday has incredible significance. It actually has this idea that starts in the Old Testament. If we look at Job 42:6, it says, I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. Daniel 9:3 said, so I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. In Esther 4:1, it says, when Mordecai learned about all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on burlap and ashes, and went out to the city crying with a loud and bitter wail. So this idea of ashes was incredibly important for a couple reasons. One, it showed I'm not washing, I'm not cleansing myself. I'm covering myself in dirt, in dust, in the ashes. From dust we were born. From dust we'll return. I'm covering myself in this sackcloth, which was just burlap, which was a rough clothing, ashes all over, to show that I'm not taking it lightly, that I'm serious about this, that I want God to know this matters to me, that I want God to know that my repentance is important. And I think a lot of times we talk about the forgiveness of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the hope we find in Jesus, everything he's given us, peace and comfort, and this amazing life that we have in him. But we forget that we do have a call in our lives to repent, to turn from sin, to lean more on him, and to have more of him in our lives. So today on Ash Wednesday, we have a season to really focus on that, to focus of turning away from what we have, and these things that are taking part of our life. They're taking our time. They're taking our focus, our attention. And to repent literally means to turn around 180 and go the other way. And we walk away from those things, and we focus our time on God. We focus our time on Jesus Christ. And so today on Ash Wednesday, we have this ceremony we do, this tradition that is taking the ashes to remember that. And we take ashes on this day and we put a cross on people's forehead. And it's to symbolize your dedication to God, to say, God, I don't want those things ahead of you. I want a life focused in you. I want to turn from that. I want to be in prayer with you. I want to talk to you. I want a relationship with you. And I want to prepare for a future life with you. So here in a minute, we're going to be doing just that. We'll end up asking you if you want to come up you'll be free to come up. And Pastor Glenn and I will be up here. And when you come up, we'll say something over you. We'll place the ashes on your head. So you can remember that you're making that choice to turn from those things that are ahead of God in your life. To turn from those things that are taking time away from your relationship with the Creator. That you're making a choice to follow Him. That you're going to take these next 40 days, specifically this time of Lent, and you're going to try and say, you know what? I don't want that. I want God. It's an incredibly important thing we can do. It's incredibly growth in our spiritual life that we can have. And this year at Lent, specifically at the church here, we want to focus on one of those things. We want to focus in our prayer life saying, if we're taking some of that stuff away, we want to focus more on prayer with God, talking to Him, communicating with Him. Our Lent series this year is going to be focused on the Lord's Prayer and going through that and saying, this is how Jesus taught us to pray. What is that saying? How can we grow in that? How can we have a better prayer life with our Lord? And also, you might have seen on Facebook, you might have gotten an email already, we're going to be doing 40 days of prayer together as a church. To say every day, we're going to take the first 10 days of Lent and we're going to focus on prayers focused on personal growth in our Lord. And then we're going to take the next 10 days, we're going to pray for our church. Pray that we're united together following God. Then we're going to take the next day, the 10 days, and we're going to pray for our communities surrounding us, that God will be working in them and He will work through us in them. Then we're going to take the last 10 days of Lent, and we're going to be praying for the world, praying that God's divine glory is seen by people, that He works in lives, that lives are turned towards Him. It's an amazing thing that happens when people come together and saying the same prayer and focused on the same thing, and reading the same scripture and having alignment and unity towards our Lord and Savior. And that's what we want. That's what today starts. This time of reflection. This time of fasting. This time of prayer. And this time of preparing to celebrate what God has done for us. Let's go ahead and pray together right now. Dear Lord, thank You so much that we have this opportunity to worship You. Thank You, Lord, that we have this opportunity to recognize that we are broken, to recognize that we place things before You when we shouldn't, to recognize we focus on the things of this world when we should be focusing on You and the things of heaven. Lord, I pray as we go into this Lent season, that as a church, we will bind together. We will place Your words on our heart. And that our relationship with You will grow deeper as we are in communication with You in prayer.